Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. I pray that you are well and blessed and have the natural energy needed today to be a blessing to you. Drink coffee if you have to, but I hope today you receive a supernatural energy that will allow you to do some supernatural things. This morning I will be reading from Mark chapter 1, 34 and 35. Jesus healed many who were sick with all kinds of diseases and drove out many demons. He would not let the demons say anything because they knew who he was. Very early the next morning, long before daylight, Jesus got up and left the house. He went out of town to a lonely place where he prayed. Mark 1, 34 and 35. Very early the next morning, long before daylight, Jesus got up and left the house to go to be with himself and pray. After Jesus performed miracles, he went and prayed. After he cast out these demons, he went and prayed. After, I'm sure, energy was sucked out of him and from doing that powerful task, he went pray to be restored. After the task that he was given to him, the assignment that was upon his life, that he had an act of obedience where he could have, said no and kept going because the people of the town, of course, didn't like him. They didn't receive him. They didn't believe in him. They didn't really want him there and formed a miracle. He still did his purpose work. He still did what he was called to do at that time. And because a lot comes with your calling, a lot comes with your purpose, a lot comes with your daily life, he went out and did what we should do in the moment of all of that and went prayed. Jesus himself, after all of that, went away and prayed. While it was still early, long before the daylight, he went away and prayed. So when you're coming out of one dark area and getting ready to go to the next, it doesn't matter if you had victory over the situation, over the people. Even if the victory wasn't there in the flesh, the victory is still there because you're able to move to the next level in your life. We must pray. We must pray in all things. We must pray. Even after a blessing, we must pray. Even after times where we feel like our energy is just gone and we just feel like we've a balloon that's been popped, we've got to find the strength to pray. In the midst of being tried, in the midst of others coming at us, we must take apart from ourselves, go away to a lonely place and pray. Prayer changes things. Jesus prayed, so why can't we pray? In all things pray. He could have been boasting. He could have been celebrating. He could have been going to eat and have dinner with the rest of the disciples because of the victory that just happened. But instead, he went and prayed. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your love and for your light, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up, Lord God. As we join together in this prayer call, Lord God, we pray that you would continue to just touch us, touch our hearts, Lord God, to call out to you and seek your face throughout the day, Lord God. Just, Lord God, when we are in situations, Lord God, where we are being tested, where we are being pulled, where we're being called to walk in purpose, remind us to pray, Lord God. Remind us, Lord God, when we are facing decision times where we need to make a choice or sign a letter or agree to something, remind us to pray to you so that we can hear your voice, Lord God, before we take action, Lord God. When we're getting ready to move from one situation to another, one place to another, one relationship to another, it could be business or personal, whatever it may be, remind us, Lord God, touch our spirits to pray, Lord God, before the daylight comes. And daylight, Lord God, remind us and show us how The daylight can be another situation. The daylight can be another task. The daylight can be another person who we're sent to be a blessing to. Remind us to pray, Lord God, before the daylight comes, Lord God. Remind us to pray, Lord God, in all things, Lord God. Remind us, Lord God, of your spirit, Lord God, that went out after, Lord God, after sending out that demons and casting out spirits, Lord God. Remind us how you and all of who you are in your glory and your righteousness and your power placed inside of your son Jesus when he was walking the earth. Remind us of that spirit and allow us to be humble enough to know that we need you in all things in our lives. Allow us to be humble enough to go out and seek you in prayer before we make the next move. We thank you, Lord God, for your scripture. We thank you for your word, Lord God, that speaks to us today, Lord God, that it isn't a word just to tell us stories, Lord God, but it's a word that we can take and apply to our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. As we come to you in this prayer, Lord God, we just glorify your name, Lord God. We just give you honor. We just thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord God. We thank you for your blessings, Lord God. We thank you for your power. And at the end of the day, Lord God, when it's all said and done, we thank you for this lifeline that we have with you, that we can communicate with you and pray with you and talk with you and love with you, Lord God. We thank you for that comfort that you give us when we come to you, Lord God, and just put us at ease, Lord God. Sometimes I know talking to you in prayer, I can get so comfortable, Lord God, where I don't even have the words to say or they stutter because I want to just tell you so much and I'm running over in excitement and joy. That is the power of prayer with you. And I thank you for that, Lord God. I don't take it for granted. I love you and I thank you. And I know how it feels to see your manifestation after a prayer. And that does not have to be something that I felt in my hand, but it's something that I was able to see in the natural, that I was able to see you asking a prayer, that you were listening. And I thank you, Lord God, for listening to our prayers. I thank you in advance for those that are listening to this prayer call and that are looking for something, they're expecting something, they're wanting to receive something from you today, Lord God. I thank you in advance that you are blessing them and that you are touching them and that you will be all that you are in this conversation of love with you, and that you will show them that you were listening, Lord God. I thank you in advance for answering those prayers. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your light, your mercy, and your grace, and your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives. It is in Jesus' name that we come to you, Lord God, in thanksgiving. It is in Jesus' name that we know that we can walk and look like Jesus today and be like Jesus today and pray like Jesus today. Amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be joy. And I love you. Have a great day.